This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, Episode 3, How to Build a Brain Box for Listening on the IELTS Exam. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. On today's IELTS Energy Podcast, we're going to answer two questions. First, what happens on the IELTS listening test? And second, what is a brain box? Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Lindsay.
What's up?
What's up, Buttercup?
I'm going very 90s. What's up?
Yeah, I'm sure our listeners, well, I hope our listeners remember those commercials. Wasn't it a beer commercial? What's up?
Oh, you're right. It was. But that whole what's up phrase was very 90s, wasn't it? Or was it 80s?
Very 90s.
I don't know. So it's gone now. And I'm the only one who still uses it. So lame.
Actually, I think lame is quite 90s also.
Oh, it is. You're right. Oh, no. I'm a 90s child.
It's okay. Be proud.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. So today, all right. what are we talking about?
Let's jump into it. So Jessica, today let's talk about this skill of listening on the IELTS exam.
Yeah. The listening test is done in 4 sections. And I think the most difficult thing for students to get used to is the listening and writing at the same time. Mm. But as we talked about with writing, if you have a strategy or if you have a system to approach it, then it's a lot easier because you know what to expect and you know what you should do.
Right, exactly. So this question type that we want to talk about today is sentence completion, right?
Yeah. So there are very, very specific question types that happen on the IELTS exam. And the good thing is that these question types happen on every exam. So if you practice each question type and you know how to handle it, then you're going to be ready. So sentence completion, the answers are in order. So you never have to go back to a question before. You just follow the questions as you go. Mm-hmm. And the first step for any listening question is to first listen to the introduction. And this is something a lot of students don't do because they think they don't need it. But what happens on the test, on the beginning of each section, the person on the CD or MP3, whatever you're listening to, will say, you are going to hear 2 students discussing their biology midterm, for example.
Okay.
So what that does, if you listen, is it tells you who is going to be talking and what they're talking about. So if you have that in your head, you're going to understand the conversation much better.
Yeah, that sounds like a good tip. It's always useful when you can kind of paint that picture in your mind. Would you
exactly.
recommend that people like actually create a picture in their mind of the 2 people discussing the midterm?
Totally. Yeah. I like to think of, and I know this is completely wrong, but I like to think that our brain is a bunch of boxes and each box has a different topic in it, you know? Hmm. And you have to access that box in order to understand the situation or the topic. So if you listen to the introduction, then you're going to open your student box. You're going to open your midterm exam box. So
yeah.
The vocabulary and the information you're ready to understand.
No, I think that makes a lot of sense. And that's probably very much rooted in learning, in, you know, the way we learn, the way our brain actually takes in information. I think that makes a ton of sense. I like that. Okay. Well, what's number 2? So after we've got the right box.
Yeah. So
what do we do next?
Open your brain boxes. And then, and then the test will give you a few seconds, between 10 to 20 seconds about, to read the questions before you listen. So listen to the introduction. read the questions. It'll say, now you have time to look at questions 1 to 6. So look at questions 1 to 6 and circle the keywords so you know what to listen for, because the answers are always next to the keywords. So
can you say that one more time? The answers are always next to the keywords.
Yeah. So, for example, if the question says, Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie and Clyde will take the test on, and then there's a blank. Okay. So you circle Bonnie, you circle Clyde, you circle test.
Okay. Right?
And those three words together, when you hear them, the answer's going to be there. The test isn't going to trick you by having the answer far away from the keywords from the question. That never happens.
I see.
So if you know what you're listening for, then you're going to be ready when the answer comes.
So actually take your pen out and circle the keywords. That's your recommendation?
Yeah, you have to be very active. So if you're on the exam and you have the pen in your hand, you're always moving it. You're moving it under the words you're reading. You're circling the words that are important. You're always doing something.
Great tip. Great tip. Awesome.
The hardest section on the IELTS exam is the speaking section. So you need to do everything you can to be prepared. You can find out right now exactly what the examiner is looking for on the speaking section for free in our downloadable PDF guide if you go to allearsenglish.com/evaluation. That's allearsenglish.com/evaluation. T-I-O-N, and download our cheat sheet instantly.
And what comes next? What's the next step in that process?
Yeah, so after you circle the keywords, then the conversation will start. And as you're listening, you need to write the answer as you hear it. There's no time for taking notes. There's no time for going back. You hear the conversation only once and it's not repeated. So when you think you hear the answer, write it down. Go to the next question. You know, don't hesitate, because if you do, you're going to lose track and then you're going to miss the rest of the answers.
Yeah. And so it seems like something that could happen really easily in a listening section of any exam would be that we would kind of lose control. You know, it could start rolling and all of a sudden we've missed that one. And then, we're thinking about that one and we've missed the next one. And then so we never quite catch up. So what are your strategies to, I like that one strategy of actually always being active with your pen.
Luckily, on IELTS, that you don't have to just answer all 40 questions in a row, right? Okay. So they're broken up into groups. So if you do happen to lose track, it's okay. Don't freak out.
Breathe.
Like at most, you're maybe going to miss 4 answers and then the next set of questions is going to start, you know? So like, don't freak out. Just focus on the keywords. And if you keep going and look at the keywords that you've already circled, you might be able to find your place again.
I like that. So try to really focus and be present. Don't think about what's just happened just before that, right?
Yeah. You have to have all your wits about you that day. So don't go out drinking the night before.
Right. Get plenty of sleep.
Yeah. also good advice.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So do you want to just real quickly recap what we've learned today?
Yeah, sure. So on the listening test, there are 4 sections. At the beginning of each section, you will hear an introduction, and it is not a waste of time. The introduction tells you who is talking and what they're talking about. So listen to that. So it opens those topic boxes in your head, and you will understand the conversation or the lecture better. And then take the time the test gives you to read the questions, circle the keywords, and then as you listen, follow along with your pen and write down the answer as soon as you hear it and go to the next question. Don't hesitate.
I love it. I love it. And that is the formula for your 7 on the IELTS test.
There you go. Easy peasy.
I love it. I love it. Brilliant. Oh, man. There's so many gems of wisdom here. You know, it's almost like I would like to investigate each one. This idea of active listening. You know, what does that mean? You know, we'll have to investigate that in another episode. Or putting the information into the right box, your mental boxes. That's another episode. This is just fantastic, Jessica.
Definitely. I really like the idea of getting comfortable or gaining confidence in a situation more quickly if we access our previous knowledge or we access our own life experience in our head. I think that's really important.
Yeah, that's a rich topic. We're going to have to dive into that more. But for today, let's wrap it up for today. And thanks so much for sharing your wisdom here, Jessica. You're the examiner of excellence, and we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for letting me.
Absolutely. Anytime. Please come back.
Definitely. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Have a good one. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.